You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme from the only Irish all-weather track over at Dundalk, which of course is usually on a Friday night, but we've got it here on a Sunday, so that's excellent news for us that do like our Dundalk action. As I said, 7 races for us, beginning with a 2-year-old contest over 5 furlongs and ending with another maiden for the older horses at 5.15 over a mile. Some decent handicaps in between. The highlight comes in the shape of the 3.10, where we've got a decent 6-furlong handicap there, where Chicklet bids to continue her magnificent run here at Dundalk. But we'll deal with the first race on the card, which comes at 2.10. As said, it's a 5-furlong contest for 2-year-olds. The one that jumps out the page here on all known form so far is James Fean's horse, Swish, right down the bottom there, filly by Lilbourne Lad, who's had 4 starts so far. Her best performance came last time out in a listed race at Tipperary, when she was beaten at 3 lengths by Yulong Babo from the Mickey Halford stable. Now that Mickey thinks quite a bit of that filly, who of course herself contested a race at Royal Ascot with a good deal of distinction. So to finish second to that filly on ground that probably was a little bit too soft for her on that occasion is a decent return from this 2-year-old. Prior to that, she'd run really well at Fairy House on a couple of occasions, and she's very much shown a liking, I think, to much quicker ground than she has softest ground. So this surface should be ideal for today. She's got a nice low draw, and in a race which won't take a great deal of winning, there isn't too many obvious threats, other than maybe Dapper Man from the inside stall with the visor on the first time for the Dermot Well camp. I'd expect Swish to justify her position in the market in race number one.
Race two.
On to race number two then, and this looks a very competitive 5-furlong rated race. Interesting that Sir Mark Prescott brings one over here from his Newmarket base. He often does that, Mark. Sir Mark, he brought Marsha over here early on this season to good effect. And this horse has certainly got every chance here because she's very much an all-weather specialist. The only slight negative I've got here is she's up against some genuine speedsters, and up to now, all her best form has been over 6 and at 7 furlongs respectively. So she might just get taken off her feet here. And the one that I think could do the most damage is Primo Uomo from the Gerald O'Leary stable. This gelding has been incredibly consistent in the last few seasons. Hardly ever runs a bad race, particularly here at his happy hunting ground of Dundalk, where he's raced 4 times. And on every single start, he's managed to finish a very creditable second to some very good sprinters, most notably Chicklet, of course, who's probably the best 5-furlong sprinter we've got over in Ireland at this current moment in time. Also a decent run back in February beyond Split the Atom, when just failing to get up in the dying strides. Good 30 of the Derby on Estonia. Still keeps the pot boiling quite nicely for this gelding by Strategic Prince. Drawn in stall one. All makes sense for this horse to run a huge race here today, and looks a decent each way bet at that price, given that it's hardly ever runs a bad race. So Primo Uno, strong each way choice there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the third race then, which is a very competitive handicap, probably the highlight of the day. As I mentioned in an earlier piece, Chicklet has been very much the go-to horse when it comes to sprinting here at Dundalk in recent times. Tracy Collins' charge is a very, very fast horse, but certainly got plenty on her plate on this occasion, unfortunately, for supporters of Chicklet. Drawn right out on the outside on the wing in stall 13 and racing over 6 furlongs for the first time. Could make life difficult for this flying machine. And she's readily passed over in favour of Russian Soul, who is definitely knocking on a bit, but he certainly shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, I thought he ran really well here last time when he shipped up at Dundalk, when he finished fifth behind the aforementioned Chicklet. But considering that was, like I say, over a trip too short, I think we've got to certainly mark up Mickey Halford's charge on that performance. And given that he was running on very strongly at the finish, stepping up at trip today would certainly do him plenty of favours. The last time he raced over this distance, he was a resounding winner over a nice horse of Johnny Murta's called Yuft. And indeed, he's yet to run a bad race over six furlongs in his career. So with a strongly run race, a reasonable draw in trap two, it's hard to see Russian Soul given looking running, not running his usual solid race here at his beloved Dundalk. So Russian Soul, strong each way choice, round about the 5-1 mark with William Hill this morning in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, which is a 2-year-old contest for fillies. And the one that stands out here is the bottom one here from the Derby Watchman stable in the shape of Winter, who was very heavily backed last time out following a promising run first time out at Nace behind Cuff. Sent off the even money favourite down in Garen. Unfortunately, she failed to justify the gamble when only finishing third behind Butterflies. But to be fair, that was still not a bad return, certainly on the speed figures anyway. The winner clocked an unbelievably fast time. And even though the second horse, decisive intent, rather let the form down the next day at Tipperary, that was basically down to very soft ground that evening, stopping John Ox's charge running to her best. And I think we've got to look down the further down the field to suggest that this form line is very solid, because the ninth horse, Legitimus, went back to Garen a couple of weeks after and absolutely bolted up in the hands of Kevin Manny. So I do think this speed figure is definitely worth keeping an eye on. Could have done with a slightly better draw today, this filly by Galileo. She's drawn 11 of the 12 runners today, but hopefully her qualities will see her through. And I think she's quite a decent prospect in the making. Certainly been by Galileo, I don't think we'll see the best of her until next year. But for now, she certainly sets a decent standard of what I can see. And hopefully with her a progression going very much in the right direction, hopefully we'll see the better of it today and she can finally get her head in front. So Winter's the choice in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, and again another very competitive handicap we have here on offer with the maximum field going to post. The one I quite like here is number 5 in the race card, Stronger Than Me, from the Will Farrell stable. A horse that comes here off the back of a good run last time out down in Nace when finishing second to Markan in a very good speed figure. This horse has also got plenty of decent form here at Dundalk over the years. In fact, he's only ever run here 5 times, which is a bit of a surprise considering he's got a good winter run ratio. He's won a couple of times in those 5 starts and he was placed on another occasion down the line. This is definitely his best trip, and the last time that he ran over this course and distance, he managed to beat one of his main market rivals quite comfortably in the shape of Ringside Humour. So there's a good chance if he runs up to that level here today, he's going to be very competitive, and more importantly, he's nicely drawn. I do think you need a nice low draw here at Dundalk to be competitive. Available to back around about 8-9-1 this morning. I'd expect Stronger Than Me to give us a huge run for our money in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, and we've got an apprentice handicap over a mile. Plenty of horses that we can consider here. The usual suspects line up, the likes of Belmont Mast, Rose Angel, who can be strongly fancied on some lines of form, and of course War Room, who's a very consistent type, all have their chances. But I'm going to go with one of the 3-year-olds in the field here. The name, the horse in question is Kukanoff from the Johnny Murta stable. Now this filly managed to win here on her only a second start at Dundalk a couple of runs ago when she beat War Room, finishing very strongly from what looked a very unpromising position. She then went to Leopardstown last time out, and she didn't really figure, to be fair, but on the evidence of what we've seen so far, the turf very much is the second of her best disciplines. I do think this all-weather surface at Dundalk is going to be her favourite terrain. And I do think she'd be quite a decent money spinner over the winter if Johnny continues to run her throughout the winter period. She's got a good draw here today, and hopefully with that whirlwind finish, hopefully seen to good effect once again, she can be very competitive down the lane in the final furlong or so. So Kukanoff, around about 7 or 8-1 this morning, is the choice in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a mile made, and it could turn out to be the battle of the all-weather sire, Street Cry, as his offspring are represented here by Dear Coronado and Zulu Alpha. Both of them had varied careers so far today. Zulu Alpha's had three runs placed on every occasion, and arguably it was a little bit disappointing when failing to justify favourite last time out at Galway. He's got the blinkers on for the first time today, so that might just sharpen him up. But my preference is it's for the other Street Cry here, De Coronado. Now, the winner of that race down in Galway was trained by Aidan O'Brien himself, a horse called Triplicate. So there's a good chance here that this De Coronado will prove too strong for the favourite here, given that he was given a very gentle introduction the other day down in the Curragh when he wasn't certainly knocked about. He wasn't really expected to run a massive race either, but huge improvement is expected from him here this afternoon, particularly, like I say, as his sire's got an unbelievable record on this all-weather surface. Well drawn today, still number three. I'd expect De Coronado to leave that last run of his well behind and give the favourite all the trouble he can consider in the final race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.